Welcome to this Kaiomiya Centered Resonance podcast, quantum energy education for real-world results.
And as you focus on the top of your head, the first colour that you think of, imagine that you can see and sense that colour like a light. And following the natural rhythm of your breathing, the light starts to flow down through your face, flowing down around your eyes and jaw. And as it travels down through your face, eases away any tension. And just focusing on the energies of the people that as we're together in the room, there's a lot of people here holding tension around the jaw. So really focus on the jaw. And imagine you can see your coloured light really soaking into the socket and the muscles, easing away any unspoken emotion, letting that tension go as the coloured light flows down your neck into your shoulders. And just for a moment, focus on your shoulder muscles. And imagine that you can see and sense coloured light soaking into your shoulder muscles. And the light eases away any tension. And your shoulder muscles start to become limp and loose as the coloured light flows down your arms into your hands and fingers. And following the natural rhythm of your breathing, the light continues to flow down through your body, down through your chakras, gently flowing through and around your muscle tissue, all the organs in your body, easing away any strain and tension as it does so. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, just follow the flow of light as it travels down through your hips and pelvis, down your legs and into your feet. Just for a moment, focus on your feet. And imagine that you can see the light starting to flow out your feet into the ground beneath you. And as it does, it forms the shape of roots, like the roots of an enormous tree. With your awareness, follow the roots as they go deeper and deeper into the ground beneath you. Your roots connecting you to the strength and security of Mother Earth, deeper and deeper. And just have an awareness of the roots going through and around crystal caverns, through all the layers of the earth, perhaps through underground waterfalls and rivers. And have an awareness of the earth not being solid, but being alive and vibrant, worlds within worlds, as your roots go deeper and deeper into the ground. And deep down in the centre of the earth is a core of light. The first colour that you think of as you connect to that core of light. Just imagine that you can see that energy as it starts to flow back up your roots into your feet. Each time you breathe in, the coloured light automatically flows up into your body. Your feet may tingle and become warm as the coloured light flows into your feet and works its way up your legs into your base chakra. Just for a moment, focus on your base chakra and imagine that you can see and sense an orb of light. And notice how the coloured energy from Earth flows into this orb of light. And notice how it becomes larger and more vibrant as your base chakra is activated and opened. Take a deep breath in and release it slowly. The light code from Earth is just blowing within the light into your base chakra, just to help stay grounded and focused. As the coloured light flows higher into your sacral, just for a moment focus on your sacral chakra and imagine that you can see an orb of light that represents your sacral chakra. And as the coloured light from Earth flows into this energy centre, it becomes more open and activated. Have an awareness of the colour, and if the colour changes, as your sacral chakra becomes more vibrant, more open. Take a deep breath in and release any tension of stagnant emotions that you no longer need, as your sacral chakra is opened and activated. And following the rhythm of your breathing, the coloured light goes higher into your solar plexus and does the same. Just imagine that you can see and sense your solar plexus and the coloured light from Earth flowing into that chakra, and it becomes more open and active, almost like the sun or a star. And the light from this energy centre shines out all around you, surrounding you in a sense of confidence and self-esteem. Just for a moment, really feel that energy around you. And imagine you can outstretch your arms to either side of your body and still be within that field of confidence and self-esteem. The energy comes from within you, so just play with it for a moment. Breathing the sent energy from the earth and sending it out from your solar plexus. Notice how the energy becomes more vibrant. And picture yourself smiling, having an awareness of the self-esteem and confidence that surrounds you and is also within your body. There, when you connect to your personal power and your solar plexus. And slowly and gently, the coloured light from Earth flows higher into your heart centre. Just for a moment, focus on the centre of your chest and your heart chakra. And imagine you can see an orb of light, and the light from the centre of the Earth flowing into this energy centre. And it opens and activates, surrounding you with a sense of love and calm. Now you feel empowered, full of confidence and self-esteem. Also calm and able to get things done. All in the right time, all in the natural flow. The coloured light now flowing higher into your throat chakra, activating and opening your throat chakra. And from here, it flows down your arms into your hands and fingers. And then finally flows up your neck and into your head, opening and activating your brow chakras and your crown. Just for a moment, focus on your brow chakra in the centre of your forehead and have an awareness of the orb of light that represents your brow chakra, opening and activating, extending and filling your head and then extending around your whole body. And just play with this. Have an awareness of your brow chakra connecting you to the wisdom of the cosmos. All your innate knowing, all things that you consciously and logically know, but also the things you don't know, not consciously at least, the things buried within your own subconscious and within your own innate knowing from past lifetimes, from this dimension and other dimensions. or this energy part of who you are. Just for a moment, sit in that field and feel your connection to all things, all your potential. And have an awareness of how large and vibrant and expansive you actually are. Take a deep breath in. And release all the tension. Feeling that expansiveness and openness. Take one more deep breath in. And release. Release the tension. Allowing your energies to assimilate and adjust to the shifts that are taking place. And now, using your imagination, I would like you to picture yourself walking through a beautiful meadow, but it's twilight and the colours are muted. The foliage of the grass and the meadow flowers and the trees surrounding the meadow are all subtle shades of green and blue, muted colours. There's a sense of peace and calm and restfulness as you make your way across the meadow towards the track at the far side. Using your imagination, come to the far side of the meadow and step onto the track. Notice how the track is made of sand and stones, and some of these stones seem to glisten, almost white, as the moon starts to rise in the sky above you. Just for a moment, connect to the track and have an awareness of the stones. And as you start to walk along the track, can you hear your footsteps? Can you hear the stones and the gravel and the sand slightly moving beneath your feet? The sound is natural and somehow reassuring, feeling that connection to earth, connection to your surroundings. Gently make your way along the track. The moon is full and bright, and it's very easy to see. Everything around you looking mystical. And as you walk along the track, you become aware of the sound of a stream. And here and there, you may catch glimpses of the water of the stream running alongside the pathway. And if you do, be aware of how the moon glistens on the water. At one area, the track turns a corner and opens up to where the stream falls in tiers of water. Three tiers that just gently drop it down lower. And as it falls over each tier, the water cascades and shimmers. And in the moonlight, the water elementals are playing. You may become aware of orbs of light. Orbs of light that appear to dance and shimmer over the water. Just pause for a moment and really take in the connection to these water elementals. If you wish, you can bathe your hands and face and feet. Or simply, just for a moment, pause and opening your heart chakra, connect to the water spirits and the water elements. As you connect and open your heart to these frequencies of energy, they become stronger. Using your imagination, imagine you can see the orbs joining together to become one large orb. And as the orb gently drifts towards you and joins you on the track, it becomes the form of a particular water elemental. The water elemental relates to the sacral chakra, relationships and emotions. And the water elemental has guidance and a message that will help you stay strong and focused with whatever it is that you're faced with doing. Just for a moment, be open to receive whatever message it is. Maybe in the words or with a colour or even an image. In whatever way you receive the message, with an open heart, say thank you. And have an awareness of the water elemental smiling. The water elemental offers you one droplet of water that looks like a crystal. Hold out your hand and just feel that crystalline water just lying in the palm of your hand. Your hand may tingle as the water gently dissolves and soaks into your hand and then flows up into your chakras. Frequencies of cleansing and aligning, helping you stay true to your purpose and true to your personal power. Then, when you're ready, gently continue along the track. The track eventually widening and coming to the base of a mountain that's made of crystal. Even in the moonlight, you have an awareness of the colours within the crystal. Just for a moment, connect to the crystal mountain and have an awareness of the colours. Perhaps one colour in particular will seem the strongest. And using your imagination, reach out with your hand and touch the surface of the crystal. And as you do, a doorway opens. Just for a moment, observe the doorway. And notice if there's any symbols or messages around the doorway that appear just for you. Even if you don't understand what these mean, just imagine you're breathing in the energy, breathing in the wisdom, breathing in the meaning. Deep into your conscious, subconscious, and unconscious mind. And then when you're ready, step through the doorway and enter the crystal mountain. Inside, it's warm and light. Just follow your way through the tracks, through the passageways, your intuition showing you which way to go. And up ahead, you see a staircase that leads to a platform halfway up the mountain. Just gently make your way up the staircase. With each step that you take, you feel more expansive and open, but also calmer, stronger, more expansive, as though you're entering a new paradigm. A heightened state of consciousness. Make your way up the steps of the stairway until you get to the top. And here you find a door that leads out onto a balcony around the crystal mountain. Just step out and just look around at the valley below. Have an awareness of the crystal beneath your feet and the crystal behind you. And feel so connected and strong. And beneath your feet and all around you is the landscape and the world that you've been playing in. Have an awareness of your part in it. Have an awareness of your journey. You may find that memories and images flicker through your mind. If they do, just allow them to drift away like clouds in the sky. Having an awareness of where you've walked to get to this point, and of all the possibilities your future pathways can take you to. And as you stand and connect to the potential and possibility, feeling strong and empowered within yourself and with who you are, on the horizon, the sun starts to rise. Just looking out towards the horizon, have an awareness of the orb of the sun slowly appearing. And notice how the sky changes colour. All the different shades of pinks and golds and blues, filling the sky with a symphony of colour. The colour reflecting on the crystal beneath your feet and the crystal behind you. Using your imagination, picture yourself reaching out your arms to either side of your body and reminding yourself how expansive you are. In your mind, affirm how expansive, how infinite you are as a being of light. And breathe that into your body. And breathe in the colours from the dawn. Breathing those colours into your body. Consciously filling your body with new things, new beginnings and new possibilities. Strong in yourself. And strong in the knowing of who you are. And as you stand on the side of the mountain and observe the dawn, have an awareness of birds or a dragon or a phoenix flying in the sky before you. And just have an awareness of being expansive, of being able to see the ground beneath you, just like that creature or those birds can. And feel that freedom. Nothing can confine you. Nothing can hold you back. In truth, there are no restrictions. Just allow yourself to breathe in that freedom and breathe in that expansiveness. And then slowly bringing your attention back to the crystal mountain and the crystal beneath your feet. Gently make your way back through the doorway and down the steps of the crystal mountain. Taking your time, gently return down the steps and step back out from the crystal mountain. Notice how the doorway shuts behind you. But know that you can return here any time you choose. Any time you wish to feel deeply connected to yourself. And need to remind yourself of how expansive and vast you truly are. And so slowly and gently begin to make your way back along the track. And with each step that you take, you become more aware of your physical body. Slowly returning into your physical body and becoming more aware. More aware of how your body's resting and of your feet and how they're resting on the floor. Bringing your awareness into your physical body. When you're able, gently move your toes and your fingers. And then slowly and gently open your eyes when you're ready. So we've built up a lot of energy in that activation today. So just have an awareness of your body, just for a moment, scan through your body. And if any parts of your body draw your attention, Just focus on those parts of your body and really breathe in the feeling of freedom and peace into those parts of your body. Take a deep breath in and release it slowly, releasing any tension. And then, using your imagination, imagine that you can see silver white light above your head. And slowly and gently, the silver white light flows around your body just like water. Just using your imagination, have an awareness of the silver white light as it flows through and around your body, aligning and cleansing, holding in place the energy shifts that have just taken place. Just for a moment, have an awareness of the energy. And again, imagine that you're reaching out your arms to either side of your body and they're still within that column of light. Picture yourself smiling, feeling empowered, feeling open and vibrant. Take a deep breath in and release it, bringing your attention again back into your body. Okay, it's just gently bringing everyone back. Bringing back into your awareness everything that you experienced. And I'm going to leave you today just bathing in that experience and leave you with some Atlantean light language. Just breathe in the sounds and allow the sound to vibrate, the resonance to move energy through and around your energy field. Holding that state of expansiveness and openness.
Namo.
Thank you for listening. So you don't miss an episode, be sure to follow this podcast. And you can claim an exciting free gift, contact and book a one-to-one session with me at www.centeredresonance.com. Until next time, remember, live the energy lifestyle for real world results.